I am eligible. UE Mobile.
UE, KN4VWA, how come you ain't home yet? What?
I'm taking my time, I guess. About to go to sleep. I'm just pulling up in the driveway. Let me duck on out of here, buddy. Dog's waiting me out on the porch. I'm gonna get on, I'm gonna go take me a nap. KO4NUE73, I'm clear.
NWA clear. How about keeping all them skunks back over right towards your place, Lee? We could get any money for them, we could start a fortune.
Your way. Put them in your mailbox. KO4NUE clear.
KG4LSL.
There'd be two of me, huh?
Well, I'm not sure the world could handle that, man.
The world is not ready.
Well, I tell you what, I'm just like Chad. I just pulled into the Hacienda, too. And, Chad's just my hero. I'm going to go do what Chad's going to do. I'm going to go take me a nap, too. Where are you?
Here at the house and sitting down in my studio, checking on a few baits that I made the other day, and getting ready to dip them in clear coat, chasing a little bit of DX on FT8, and kind of piddling around the house. It's one of those kind of days.
Have you tried to chase that Bouvet Island yet?
I haven't found them yet. I've chased them. I've looked. Tried to look at spots and can't really see those. So, yeah. I'd love to be able to work them, though. That would be kind of awesome.
Let me just give you a little update. They're using a modified FT8 software. And they're transmitting out on the even. And you've got to transmit back to them on the odd.
Well, does that work?
Well, I got the email on that today, and I'll tell you something else. Some of the frequencies they're using, it excludes a whole lot of people. So, you know, it excludes a whole... Are you an extra or a general? Have you gone on online and looked at their band plan?
Is it on the 3YOJ website there?
Yeah, it is. And I'll tell you what, it's looking kind of snobbish. If you're not an extra, you ain't going to get them on voice.
I'm worried about voice. I'm more worried about FT8. My antenna doesn't do real well with voice to a lot of real far-off DX, and I've only got 100 watts. So I know when the sun spot cycles are up, or the sun spot cycles, you know, words, when they're up, then it's phenomenal, and I do really well. When they're not up, then FT8's the best way for me to go to get any kind of DX.
Giving me your email address right now?
Actually, you can look me up on QRZ, and my email address is on it. It's KG4LSL.
Down.
I'm sitting here at the computer right now. I'll shoot you an email.
Okay, you got my email up?
X-ray.
Roger, shoot me an email and then I'll return you one. I'll forward an email back to you that will explain all that FT8 crap.
I'm pulling up Outlook now, so it should be sent to you here in just a second.
Come with me just a minute and let's see if I get that. And then let me send it back to you, okay?
Sounds good to me.
Roger. Let me see if I can grab it on my cell phone here. It hasn't come through yet. at xraymaker@msn.com. That's nail mail.
Gig speeds and first one thing and another, and yeah, I think it's all a ploy to make us pay more money.
And forever.
My internet connection, because my Wi-Fi will sometimes slow down. And for no unknown reason. You know, I'll have a great bandwidth connection, and all of a sudden it'll just kind of drop a little bit. I know I'm in a different room, but I'm not all that far from it.
And I'm supposed to be on 5G with this cell phone, but it's not come in yet.
2:59 p.m. I just looked it up on my phone.
It's on 4 minutes then. That's something else. I've already gotten in a couple of emails from other places since then.
Spam folder.
Not there. I'll be darned. Let me write down your call sign again. Give it to me.
4 Lima Sierra Lima. Golf 4 Lima Sierra Lima, KG4LSL.
Log into QRZ. Let me log into QRZ. Let me try this out, the email again.
Roger. Yeah, and if it does, if it still hasn't come through, I mean, I can give you, write you down the, or let you write down the email address, and it's just kind of a long one.
Just do that then, give it to me.
A, F as in Frank, A, U, L, K, N, E, R, 77 at outlook.com.
A, U, L, K, N, E, R, 77 at outlook.com. Let me forward this thing to you right now, bud. I want to hear your response to this mess.
And somebody is on CW down near where their FT, down just below FT8 on 17 meters. I don't know if that's would be them or anything like that. I just picked it up on the waterfall.
It ought to be on its way into you, bud.
I just got it. That one came through quick. I don't know why mine didn't send. Something with this dang computer. It does what it wants when it wants.
All right, listen. Go to the now read the following carefully part of that message.
Set up this de-expedition because it's kind of looking like something that he would have set up. What in the...
Like that.
Sent me that because I would have had all of my hopes and dreams dashed if I would have happened to have seen this this de-expedition. Wow. Just wow. Well, I guess I can fire up DigiPan or FL Digi and see what I can do on CW since I can't half remember it.
Hang on a minute. I'm going to try to send you their band plan, which you're just going to be even more excited about. Hold on. Head up when you get it. Check that out.
Interesting. Very, very interesting.
Get the freaks in the setup now. Personally, I think think they're being a little bit highbrow and their nose up in the air. A fool with the common ham on that.
Well, I know they're on 10 meters, it's in the general portion for their sideband. I'm looking up the rest of it. They're running Riddy on 15 and 20. And then, like you were saying with the FT8 software, that's interesting. Where are these guys from? Are they from are they from the United States?
Bunch of guys with a bunch of money.
They down here, well, bless their hearts.
And did you notice that the FT8 is 14105 and not 14074?
They're staying off of the main FT8 frequencies and digital frequencies. Which is kind of odd. If you're doing a de-expedition, I would think that you would want pile-ups, and you would want to be found.
Listen, guy, I'm glad I got you that information, because it will sure clear up a lot of frustration for you. And I'm going to head on in the house, and I'm going to do like Chad, and do a personal inspection of the inside of my eyelids.
Plan to me. I slept till 10 this morning, so I can't. I'm up and awake now, so I appreciate the information, sir, and we'll talk to you soon. KG4 LSL.
Up and nail their butts down, bud. Talk to you later. Bye. KN4VWA, clear.
Zero TR mobile.
KG4 LSL, not mobile.
Good afternoon, Jimmy. What you been up to, bud?
Working a little bit of FT8 today and checking on some baits that I've been painting and seeing how they're coming along. They're cured enough to where I can clear coat them and just kind of piddling.
I haven't even been on HF the last two nights. I've been tied up and just busy. I'm heading to another doctor's appointment, and I was over on the west side of town this morning, and now I gotta go back to the west side of town, and I'm down here on Wade Hampton, just this side of Walmart and Taylor's, I guess you'd say, and got a guy on a Harley behind me, no helmet on, of course. Hey, welcome among us.
Hopefully the first doctor's appointment went well, as will the second doctor's appointment. And yeah, as far as riding a motorcycle without a helmet, the only time I ever got on a motorcycle without a helmet is when I was pulling it from the driveway back into the garage. No, that's crazy. And you know, Georgia has a helmet law. South Carolina does not, and I always thought that was kind of strange. Texas doesn't either. And Texas, you about need a roll cage around that thing, because folks down in Texas can't drive.
You'll be able to hear him. Of course, they won't be able to hear their grandchildren when they get older. Yeah, I wore a helmet from the time I rode a Cushman Eagle delivering newspapers when I was 14. And I also wore my brother's old leather jacket that had a few road rashes on it, and always have. He's got on a leather jacket, looks like, but no helmet up here on Wade Hampton. And I've seen him out on 85 with a do-rag, you know, and nothing else, and shorts. And it doesn't always apply just to Harleys either, but not me. It's like going someplace without a seatbelt. I got in the habit of wearing a seatbelt when I was flying in the Navy. Before then, we didn't even have seatbelts back in my day, hardly. They had some lamp belts, I guess. But now I wouldn't think about going around the block without one. I had a buddy that you couldn't get him. You couldn't pay him to wear one, but I don't understand it. well, this guy wants over, I'll let him over. And anyways, most of the people I see that get killed here in the South Carolina area don't wear a seatbelt. They get ejected and get killed, and that's unfortunate when it's available. But at any rate, like I said, I haven't been doing any HF for two nights, and I plan on getting down there tonight if I can get back from this horse pistol soon enough here. I just had to get a couple of new foot braces this morning and stuff like that, and that was very nice, and got that taken care of, and then now I'm headed to the urologist, which I just had a PSA test, and they'll, yep, you're okay, you pay $200 on your way out, and I'm sure that'll be it. But my doctor retired, so this will be a first visit, so it might be $350 or so, but thank God they're there, I'll tell you that for sure.
You know, I've ridden many of motorcycles, and there are many chips in the helmets of the motorcycle, you know, from when I was riding motorcycles. Just a car throw up a rock and hit you right there in the helmet, and you hear this loud snap, and you're just kind of looking around, and you reach up and you feel a paint chip off of your helmet. If you ain't got a helmet on, that's going to hurt. That's going to hurt. And, you know, that's discounting the obvious. If you lay it down, pavement doesn't give. Neither does concrete. Wow. But, you know, to each their own, and I guess that would be called natural selection. I don't understand it. You know, people living on the edge, I reckon. But yeah, I'm trying to work, and I'm trying to find the 3YOJ that D Expedition was just given some wonderful information of, you know, where they're going to be operating, the frequencies they're operating on, and what modes and what have you. So see if I can chase them down and work them. Not really expecting a whole lot. Bands have been kind of in rough shape here. Well, they were last night and yesterday afternoon. They were. I was doing all I could just to make it to the to Europe. So don't know what's going on with the bands. Hopefully they'll improve. KG4LSL for station identification and license preservation purposes.
Yeah, the prognosis for them doesn't sound very good at all. They're on the wrong side of a mountain down there, Jimmy, and on a chunk of ice. And they're about 2,600 miles, roughly, below Africa towards Antarctica. And the last time I heard, they had a couple of vertical antennas and working with 100 watts. And there's just not much chance of working them here. And one of the finest hams in the area, as far as I'm concerned, and the smartest, is N4IQ. And he told me that, and I've read it also. And I think he needs that one to get on a roll. He might be on the honor roll already. I know he's got, oh, man, lots and lots of countries. He got all of them, basically. And but he wants Beauvais real bad, and he's going to be QSY before long to another place, and may not be able to work them. Who knows? I listened for him a couple of times, and it's a virtual zoo. They're on CW. It's a zoo. Guys tuning up on the frequency. Guys transmitting, you just, you know, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, or di-di-di-di-di, you know, like that. Leaving their amplifiers on and tuning, making it screech. Swearing, using profanity on CW. And one we never had that when there was a 20 word per minute license back then, because there was only 11% of us had that license. And that's my feelings on it anyways. Always find operators in that. You got 25 kilohertz of bandwidth there that nobody else could get on unless they were extra. And that works really well. But now everybody's got a computer, a keyboard, and they just sit there punching their button, sending their call sign, and then punch their button with a 599. And there's not much talent involved there, if you ask me, Jimmy.
Not at all, and that's a huge problem. When they dropped all of the code requirements to get on to HF, the HF bands just went into a zoo. You're right. And, yeah, a lot of riffraff in there, and, I mean, there are good operators and good folks everywhere, but then you get the bad ones that sit there and make the most noise and just absolutely don't care about a code of conduct. But, you know, of course, all they had to do was pass a test. They didn't even have to do the real work to get onto it. You know, I had to pass the CW portion of it to get my general license, and I worked at it and worked at it and worked at it, and finally was able to do it. And it wasn't all that difficult. So, you know, if you're willing to put in the work, you're willing to do it.
It's all elbow grease. That's what I tell guys, and it takes time, and it is difficult. And as far as I was concerned, I'm in a bad spot down here on Wade Hampton for the next mile or two, Jimmy. So if I get bad, you let me know. But I found it to be very difficult, and I swore I'd never use it after I got up to 20 words a minute and passed that test. And buddy, it was hard for me. But it took a lot of elbow grease, and you gotta have the time to do it. And there's not many guys willing to put out that effort now. And I can understand why. But they've automated it so much. That's one of the reasons I won't work field day is anymore. I used to, because you just push a button, send a call sign, push a button, send a 599, and push a button again. I don't like that. I like using the key. It's in 0TR.
The elbow grease is definitely where it's at. And if I get proficient with CW, and I've been listening to a lot of it, trying to you know, get back on the memory and learning it, getting to where I can recognize things, it's, you know, when I do get proficient with it, then I'll get back on a key and start sending it out. And as you can probably hear in the background here, I'm on 17 meters right now, just kind of looking around, seeing what's going on, mainly just to see what the propagation's like. It's been real up and down, real up and down. And it is. It's heartbreaking to see what HF has become, and that's why I pretty much went almost all digital now, is because, you know, finding a good conversation with a good group of people is becoming harder and harder to find.
Bob Jones University. Yeah, it is. And there's the same on like 40 and 80 at night. There's good groups, and there's wonderful groups. I had a do a test with mine one night, and I always listen for quite a while before I break in, because I don't want to get in that kind of a situation. And a lot of times those guys don't give their call signs, and they swear and all of that. I don't go there, but I found this good group, and I asked them for a radio check, and it was three different parts of the United States, and I appreciated it, and I signed off. And about that time, a guy from Vermont called me and told me to go up three or something like that, or five. And we went up there, and I talked to that guy for about 4 to 5 minutes. He sent me a nice letter. He sent me a QSL card. And I hardly ever send out a QSL card anymore, because I got books of them. And he also sent me a full map, like you give about $5 for at the, you know, at the Quick Trips or something, of Vermont and all the good places to visit and all. What a nice guy. Now, I always enjoyed a nice sideman conversation like that. I do about 98% CW, though. But, boy, there was a gentleman, I'll tell you.
That's definitely not common anymore. And I love to get into a good conversation with somebody and just chew the rag, how's the weather, you know, all that sort of stuff. And I enjoy it. But, you know, I think I got into one just before I moved up here from Atlanta. I'd gotten in with a group on 75 meters, and they were all in Florida. And you know, I just kind of broke in, and we just started talking one day, and they were all over the state of Florida, and I was the only one in Georgia. You know, they said, wow, we normally don't get people from Georgia in here, and most of the times when we do, we really can't hear them or understand what they're talking about. So, yeah, we used to conversate quite a bit. I don't hear them as well up here as I was down there, but I think my antennas, what do they call it? Lord have mercy. It's in a different directional layout than it was when I was in Atlanta. So that could be it as well. And I'm looking at maybe making a folded dipole and going all the way up to 160 with the folded dipole and maybe doing fans out for 40 and 20 and 10 if I can't find either a halfway reasonable or build one, then, you know, I'll probably just do a dipole there. Make it a little more efficient.
LTR approaching downtown, but not there yet. I put up a 160 inverted L the other day with a counterpoise, and it's really done fine so far. I haven't been on it on sideband very much, but I've worked Europe and that a few times with it. It doesn't take up so much room. It's, I think, 129 feet. And then you got a counterpoise, which is 3 4x4s in the ground. And then there's the counterpoise is just some number 22 wire run back and forth between them at 33-foot intervals between the three. It hooks to one side of the, looks like a ballon, but it's a transformer. And then it, the other side of it hooks to the inverted L, and it'll tune up to 30 meters, Jimmy, and all the big DXers and that I know around here really like it. They got them up there at the mountain place and different places like that. That might be an option. But come on up sometime, I'll show you what I got. I just have wires, and I don't want to fool with the tower, to be honest with you, anymore. But, when Dave Watson put up my first super loop with his slingshot 13 years ago, I worked over 1,000 countries in that first year on that. It works really well, and I love it. It's just 100 feet, 99 or something like that. And it doesn't take up a horrible amount of room. And then I have a 160 Carolina Wyndham. Now, it does. It goes over four of my neighbors here. Yeah, but it works very well. But I don't know where the lobes are at on it. I'm not that scientific anymore. It just works, and that's all I care about. And I don't care about the numbers that well. I got 302 countries, so if I don't get Beauvais, well, c'est la vie, you know. I'm not going to let that upset me.
Yeah, I think I'm sitting at 88 now. And all I've got is an 80-meter inverted V. I've got it sitting up. I've got a telescopic mast. And I've got the inverted V about 35, 36 feet at the apex. And then, of course, the radials come down. And it's almost property line to property line. Where I'm at, the problem that I have is my house power line comes through my backyard instead of my front yard, and so it kind of has to cross over that or under it. So that's kind of an issue. Unless I can get it, I've thought about shooting it up into a tree. I've got a big, tall oak tree that's probably 80, 90 feet at the top. If I could shoot it up towards the top of that and get it to just come through the top and then come back down with the support cable, then and turn it into a sloper, maybe, and just use the mast as kind of a support there for the center of it. But that's all I've got on it is that 80 meter inverted V that I made up, and I've got a copper 2 meter 440 J pole homebrew sitting on the very top of it. I've got a 6 meter Ringo Ranger vertical in my building, and I've got a 2 element 10 meter homebrew beam in my building. And I don't have a rotator strong enough to turn it, so it just sits in the building right now.
I presume that you were talking about your 220 or 240 volt service entrance cable there that you're over the top of. How high above it are you?
But if I can get it up into the top of that tree, I'll probably be, I don't know, 60, 70 feet above it.
I think it'll be an issue, to be honest with you. Now, somebody smarter than me can correct me on that, but I just don't think that's going to be a problem to you. Now, under it, I can't even begin to comment on that. I don't know, but I don't know how much magnetic field there is around that as far as distance goes, but it's not of any grievous danger or anything like that, because it's probably 1 aught or 2 or 3 aught copper or aluminum, depending on what your service entrance is made out of, and it's well insulated, and so not going to be issues there as far as getting electrocuted or something. But the interference from it, I don't know. If you got a band scope, it looks like you could probably see it, but it'd just be 60 hertz. So that's way down there compared to the RF frequencies that we're on.
It just, my concern was just going over it. And if it touches it. But, yeah, what you said makes sense. It's well insulated. So I think as long as I have it disconnected from the radio when I get ready to put it up, which I would have done anyway, feed line would have been disconnected. So I don't guess that would have been a huge issue. And I may try and do that or make a loop, do a loop around the property here. I know I've got enough room to do that. And would probably be able to do the 160 loop, and would probably work out really well.
Well, I don't think I need to take the left here. I'm at Augusta Road. Jimmy, if I like to use for my HF antennas, and Bill got me onto this one, N4IQ, and he's the best wire antenna guy I know in the world, and it's I think they call it a 513 Silky, but it's 7-strand copper clad steel, but it's insulated with a black insulation, and it's tougher than a boot, and works great, and that's what I use So if you you can get that at HRO, and if you get that, even if it was bare, I wouldn't be scared to do it. But if you got a service entrance that's in good shape, not bare or something, there's one bare wire on there that would be your neutral, but it's not going to shock you. And but I would recommend using that, and it'd be absolutely no danger, and you do not have to shut off the house to do it. There's just no danger there. If you're concerned about it, you can take an idiot light, you know, little beeper light, and after you shot it over it, just touch that antenna wire and see if there's any juice on it, but I guarantee you there won't be. But I like that particular wire. I just bought 250 feet of it from HRO to put up that 160 vertical. And the reason I did is Chad and I put up the copper clad steel, and it broke within 2 weeks, something like that. And I don't think it was due to us. I think, you know, we got some pretty good winds, 30 mile an hour or so. But it failed. And I'd recommend that other 7-strand insulated wire to use for your dipoles. Jimmy, I'm getting into an area. I don't know exactly where this doctor's office is at, but really enjoyed you riding with me. And get this doctor's appointment over and head back home and call her a day. 73 is Jimmy, KG4LSL, N0TR. Have a good day.
All right, Tom, safe travels, and, you know, we're praying for good news at the doctor's. And I will probably be on the radio most of the afternoon and into the evening tonight. So if you want to get together on HF, that would be fine and dandy with me. And yeah, I would love to come up and take a look at the antenna systems just so I can get some ideas and, you know, basically give me something to do around here to work on just to better my radioing. 73, sir, we'll talk to you later on. N0TR in the mobile, this is KG4LSL, and I'm going to go get a bottle of water.
Okay, Jimmy, just give me a call anytime and find out if we're home or not. And you're welcome anytime. I don't know if you got my phone number or not.
I do have your email address, so that works as well.
You betcha. I got this crazy phone on my side. And brings you to death. Anyways, have a good day, Jimmy. N0TR clear.
73KG4LSO.
Yard work done myself, been putting it off during the winter, been so muddy. I still can't hardly walk through the yard.
We got to be quick back before the spring. Got to add some more dirt to my raised, you know, garden beds and everything. So we had to level off the land where those big trees were. Try to get some resemblance of a yard back in there.
Time of year, everybody trying to get out and get started.
It's like today makes you want to do it, right?
Yes, sir. That's why I've been trying to get a few things done today. I went down and got that trailer and the generators and the building that I bought last Saturday at the auction. Got it all back up here, and now I got to make a hole for it and get it all squared away and get the generators on the tool truck.
Be able to get some of that work done.
Should be able to, even with the weather. So, not expecting it to be that bad, I don't guess.
Nice to help you out there.
Well, son's coming by this afternoon to help me put the generators in the back of the Excursion. That way I don't break my back trying to get them in there by myself.
Get in the back of the Excursion for them.
So I can take them over to the tool truck.
On the tool truck.
Done it today, but I didn't want to stop by in the middle of the day and block up the parking lot, so I'd do it tomorrow, KO4HK. Andrew, this morning?
This morning, until he got to work, him and David. From Richard?
Heard anything from Richard since last night. His bed got delivered, but I don't know if he's made it home yet or not. Go ahead and clear out with you because I'll lose the repeater here in just a few minutes. So you have a good weekend. Tell Miss Susan we say hello, and I hope you can get your yard work done. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.
All right, 7-3 Patrick. I hope you get your yard work done, and tell Miss Elise we said hey, and have a good weekend. We'll catch you, I guess, on Monday, if not over the weekend. KN4GSW.